This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All three surviving victims of Saturday's synagogue shootings now out of hospitals in California. The youngest being 8-year-old Noya Dehan.
I never thought that would happen.
One woman was killed, Noya, and two other people injured when 19-year-old John Ernest allegedly opened fire on about 100 people who were worshiping on the final day of Passover. Police believe Ernest acted alone. They're investigating to see if he's also responsible for a mosque arson last month. President Trump says weak immigration laws and a great economy have led to an increase of immigrants headed to the U.S. In a Sunday interview with Fox News, he said the situation is like Disneyland. He blames Democrats for not voting with Republicans on tougher immigration laws. And this is USA Radio News.
Lumber Liquidators Flooring Company has you covered with the hottest styles for any room. Get 15 to 25% off our best-selling floors, like Rose Canyon Pine Waterproof Vinyl and Wide Plank Willow Manor Oak Hardwood. Get started today with special financing, and we can arrange the installation for you. See the flooring experts at your local Lumber Liquidators today. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
Oh my gut! We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
The board of directors of the NRA is to meet today as the organization wrestles with a leadership flap. NRA President Oliver North says he won't serve a second term, this after a bitter in-house fight with longtime NRA Chief Executive Wayne LaPierre. The Justice Department has told the House Judiciary Panel that Attorney General William Barr may skip a Thursday hearing on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report. USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
He is not going to dictate the format of the Judiciary Committee.
That's House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler responding to reports that Attorney General William Barr may not show up for his scheduled testimony this week if Democrats stick to the format Nadler has proposed for Barr's questioning.
What we're planning to do is that after the members finish questioning for 5 minutes, the Democratic counsel will have half an hour to question, and the Republican counsel will have half an hour to question. And that's a standard method of doing things.
I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
There are reports that Chicago's top prosecutor is being called to testify about the investigation charges and dismissal of charges in the case of Empire actor Jussie Smollett. The Chicago Sun-Times reports Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox and her deputy have been subpoenaed and ordered to produce original documents in the criminal case. In late January, Smollett told police that two masked men beat him, shouted racial and anti-gay slurs at him, poured bleach on him, and tried to tie a rope around his neck. Police investigated and later said Smollett staged the attack to generate publicity for his career. He was charged with 16 counts of disorderly conduct, but those charges were later dismissed. The Pentagon is relieving a commander at Guantanamo Bay of duty. The Defense Department says Rear Admiral John Ring has been replaced due to a loss of confidence in his ability to command. Ring is being replaced as designated acting commander by Army Brigadier General John Hussey. The Defense Department says the change in leadership will not interrupt any operations at that military prison. And the NCAA Women's National Basketball Champion Team Baylor will visit the White House this afternoon. The Bears will be the first women's team and the first basketball team to have its own White House championship celebration during President Trump's presidency. You can catch us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and oh, what a weekend, huh? All the Sunday TV news shows, the things that they had to talk about, impeachment still. I mean, anything to denigrate Donald Trump. The media is big piling. Of course, we just get more of the same, and so we find other things to watch. I'm still in here in California. I'm down in Oceanside by my old stomping grounds, where I was not too far away from Camp Pendleton. Talk about my old stomping grounds. There for a couple of years, working in the Joint Public Affairs Office. Always brings some nice memories, although some hard memories as well, when we got the news about the attack on the Jewish temple in Poway, not too far from where I'm at right now, a disaster. And of course, immediately you have all the people arguing against guns, and thank God there was a gun on the premises. What is being reported was that someone who was licensed to carry found an officer nearby, I think it was a border agent, and gave the gun to him. And what he was able to do was to minimize the damage, one death, some serious injuries, and, you know, timing. I mean, this is where, again, you are thankful to Almighty God, because this thing could have been even more horrendous, because moments before there were kids there in the temple that were there in the facility, and they had just been released to various rooms. Otherwise, we'd have had children, and you could only imagine what could have even been incredibly possible and devastating. Additionally, so we thank God that that it wasn't as worse. It wasn't worse than it could have been, to say the least. Although one death is enough, more than enough. And from what is being reported, is this woman took a bullet for her rabbi, is the way it's being reported. But, you know, again, we look at what is happening in terms of the attack on Christianity, and to me, I think it's absolutely disgusting how some of these pundits want to turn it around and blame it on Trump. I don't know how they get there, but they do, because all roads, no matter what, if it's negative, it's got to go to Trump. And we're going to blame Trump for it. We're going to blame, you know, some additional gun control, all on the heels of his recent appearance at the NRA, saying that it's our God-given right to protect ourselves. It's well documented in our Constitution. And the Second Amendment, yes, our founding fathers did actually mean what they said about the Second Amendment, and carry on. Although there's going to be, you know, additional argument about it, and I think that's fair that we debate it. And, I think there's enough evidence. But like anything, if it's reduced to emotion, assumption, then we get ourselves in trouble. And that is the challenge, is that we have to maintain some critical thinking about it, critical questioning, and and find a way to, and I'm not saying ignore the emotion in any way. Am I saying that? What I'm saying is that we have to make sure that we don't lead with emotion. Emotion can motivate us to have the conversation. Is there something that we're missing that could be done that could ensure some safety and still protect our Second Amendment rights? I'm open for that conversation, but it's difficult when, like in any kind of thing, when it comes to be based on emotion, when, it's kind of like what argument goes on in the Middle East. Let's talk about peace in the Middle East, and the first thing is we've got to get rid of Israel. Well, that's a non-starter. I'm sorry. We're not going to get there. So same thing with, Second Amendment right. We want to talk about, eliminating guns altogether. Oh, really? Okay. Let's abandon all kinds of consideration, empirical evidence that demonstrates time and again what happens to those countries that, one of the first things they do is take away guns, and especially right now when we're, our very democratic process is being threatened and being challenged right now with ideas of socialism. You talk about slippery slopes, you start going in the wrong direction. Again, the mainstream media is all over Trump. I mean, trying to find some sort of justification and, to see what they can do to remove the bruises all over their faces for their stance on Robert Mueller, and that the president had somehow, committed high crimes and offenses that demand impeachment. I got to tell you, well, look what's going on with polling. American people are saying clearly, the majority of American people, enough of this impeachment talk. The Mueller report is in, like it or not. I think there's so many arguments, in terms of appreciating how it was presented to the people so far, with a minimal amount of redactions. Think about that. After two and a half years of investigating, all the interviews, the subpoenas, the amount of money in total, in excess of $65 million has been put into this. And somehow, Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff and Elijah Cummings feel that they can do a better job after this. I mean, we have invested so much money into this. And, and they have to step over the real crimes in order to go after Trump. And this was brought out. I mean, even Chris Wallace, which, surprisingly, reluctantly came out of the Sunday News in Chris Wallace's, Fox report, is, they had to admit that, look at, the offenses happened on Barack Obama's watch. This didn't happen, when Donald Trump was president. This had happened and been going on prior to his election, during his candidacy, and then subsequent to his election. I mean, clearly, you call it what you want. I know the media is staying away from this, but, the right continues, and we do here as well, suggest not... more than suggest, say that really, if it looks like a duck and talks like a duck, it's a duck. And that's the way it is about this coup attempt. It walks like a coup, it talks like a coup. Every time you look around and you consider this new information, and the new information continues to unfold. And by the way, I'm so grateful for Judicial Watch. You've heard me say this before. Sarah Carter, John Solomon, they have stayed on top of this story and continue to dig deep on behalf of we the people. And I cannot thank them enough for their dedication to get the truth out there. I mean, look at, and that's the other thing you have to consider, is that why is the truth so slow in coming out? And that is the deep state's trying to do everything they can to confound the issues, to confuse us. And this is, to me, is to the harm of the mainstream media. They don't like the idea that the president's called him out and called him out for, presenting fake news. Well, however you want to declare it, fake news, it's propaganda. I mean, this is what the mainstream media, they're not earnest about getting down to the truth. This is not the Pentagon Papers. This is not, the era of Vietnam or even Richard Nixon's White House, where you had some media, really digging deep. Of course, some of this was politically motivated. I understand. But nonetheless, it was there was the pursuit of truth behind it all to some degree. Certainly now, I mean, it is so obvious that they just want to ignore the truth and do everything they can to reject the people's vote. Which is quite galling, because all liberals seem to talk about is that, oh, we've got to protect the vote, and Republicans are doing everything they can to negate a vote. Well, what about 63 million votes for President Donald Trump that you're trying to negate and to get him out of there by impeachment or some other form of invalidation? You had your impact on the midterms. I doubt whether or not you're going to have that same impact in 2020, but that's not going to stop you from trying. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. Just about 15 after.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't worry. I trust your taste in specifics. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, fresh and independent, just the way you like us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Yes, New York has is outlawing hot dogs. Seriously. Of all the things you can deal with, I guess I didn't realize, Brad, that hot dogs were a problem. They emit some sort of, I don't know. You know, it's all confusing. You know, of all the major things that you got to deal with, I mean, you've already caused problems with the minimum wage. You know, I guess Mayor de Blasio is not hearing the screaming of employees there at restaurants, particularly, that they're getting hit. And as if that's not enough, then their styrofoam cups are being outlawed. It's all part of this Green New Deal that New York's Mayor de Blasio is embracing and echoing. I mean, this is the thing that makes it so dangerous about what AOC spouts out there. You know, just, you know, all this hyperbole. Again, what I was saying earlier, you know, when you abandon critical thought and you embrace emotion, well, then you come up with these big banner headlines. Oh, gun, you know, the world's going to end in 12 years, you know, because of climate change. And, you know, because this is what the left is fond of doing, is that, hey, if all else fails, then even before then, let's talk about just scaring the holy what have you out of people. So out of fear, let's motivate them out of fear that the sky is falling. And here it is. And so to keep the sky from falling, Mayor de Blasio's new Green Deal for New York, what he's handed to the people is that, hey, no more hot dogs. I mean, you know, what about chestnuts? You know, I mean, at least hot dogs were even, you know, they weren't bad on those cards. Chestnuts, different deal. You've heard me complain about that anyway. But hey, look, at everybody's got their own taste, and we love a free America. So whether it's chestnuts or hot dogs, you know, I'm not much into banning stuff. But, you know, you just keep an eye on some of the crazy stuff that's going on. And, you know, de Blasio is embracing things that Ocasio-Cortez is saying. That just goes to show you about birds of a feather flocking together. Another thing that came out clear that, you know, Chris Wallace, particularly in, you know, Fox News wanted to talk about was with John Bolton, was how much money was paid, you know, for Otto Warmbier's release. You know, this was just came out end of last week that North Korea had the audacity, along with Otto Warmbier's body that they presented. They said, oh, yeah, by the way, here's the medical bill, $2 million for all this health care that we gave to Otto Warmbier. I don't know. I mean, you know, reports of the brutality, the removal of teeth. It's endless, the torture that this young man had to endure. And so by the time he comes here, to the United States, you know, he basically was on life support. And sadly, I mean, this is at the hands of North Korea. And I don't blame his parents. I don't blame anybody for the hard feelings that they would have, you know, towards North Korea. And it's got to be really tough when they hear about, you know, the negotiations and, you know, what could possibly occur if there's going to be any kind of justice for Otto Warmbier. You know, some of these things you have to put into the file of this has to be in God's hands, because what happened to Otto Warmbier is unforgivable as far as I'm concerned, the treatment of a fellow human being to this degree. But again, we need to be reminded that this is the way North Korea operates. Now, Donald Trump, for the sake of diplomacy, can keep things rosy and all rainbowy and everything, and warm and chummy, but the fact of the matter is that this is what this regime is beyond capable of doing. And if they've done this to Otto Warmbier, what have they done to others, you know, that are incarcerated, or, you know, the people, the way they treat their people? And, you know, we are aware of this to a degree, but for the sake of some sort of, you know, some sort of remedy, some sort of middle ground, we get through and have to process the distasteful reality of this is what North Korea is all about. But John Bolton assured we the people that America did not pay $2 million. Maybe we're not going to pay ever the $2 million. Or, you know, should we? Should we pay it? I'm like you. I feel like, you know, they can pound sand on that for what they did to our fellow citizen. And if anything, you know, there ought to be some sort of, you know, some sort of remedy to where, you know, the parents could, you know, sue the country for what they've done to their son. But, of course, you know, these are laws on an international scale, you know, that aren't going to be addressed at this point because of the negotiation that's taking place right now in terms of trying to denuclearize what's happening. But keep an eye on what North Korea is doing. I mean, they're getting chummy with Russia. They continue their relationship, and obviously that's going to continue with China to gain some sort of leverage and to have some sort of firewall against the United States. You know, they appreciate working with the United States to a degree, but they want to try to broaden the negotiation table to where they might be able to get some room and have some pressure put back on the United States to compromise and not be so hard on North Korea, all under the hopes that they would denuclearize. But again, history has been a clear teacher to us in demonstrating time and again what North Korea is capable of doing and how they play the game. That in the past, they talk about being sincere in negotiating, but in follow-through, it's not whatsoever. So, you know, we'll continue to see what happens there. And, of course, the heat is still on with Iran. Speaking of the nuclear agreement that President Trump negated and walked away from, and Iran insists that it was working. But, you know, we'll continue to report and follow up on that. The additional thing that was pointed out from the 2020 campaign, which is off and rolling, some 20 candidates for the Democrats. Huh? It's a bit confusing to see, you know, how this is all going to play out. But hey, look, it filtered its way out just like it did for the Republicans in 2016. And 2020 will be no different other than it's going to be the Democrats. And some people are going to take some hits there because in order to be the last man standing. Now, the curious consideration here is, can Joe Biden bring a party that has made a hard left, a very progressive hard left, can he possibly bring them to the middle? I know this is the hope of many. But as even Donna Brazile had to admit, all the energy and momentum is on that progressive left wing of the party. And this is going to be very difficult. And Biden has got a lot of problems. He's got his hands full, whether it is about the touchy-feely, smelly of hair and, you know, the invasion of people's space. You know, Creepy Joe, that's, you know, some things that he's got to overcome. And, of course, the heat is on. It's not being brought to you by, interestingly enough, again, the left can eat their own just as well as the right. And they're doing this in Biden. You know, he's trying to raise his head to become the candidate, the nominee, and he's got to go through a gauntlet. And part of that gauntlet is, you know, the invasion of space that he's become notorious for. But, of course, the other issue is Anita Hill. And that came out loud and clear, and he didn't handle it very well, I didn't think, on The View when it did come up. Nor did he handle it very well, you know, leading into it, because after all these years, he knew that this was going to be a problem. So 2 weeks, I guess, before the announcement, he makes a call to Anita Hill, and Anita Hill reports back, hey, I'm not happy. I, you know, I don't care about his apology. It seems rather political. She saw it for what it was and disingenuous and kind of, you know, straight-armed it and set it aside. And this came out in the discussion that was pointed out by the girls of The View. So, you know, so with that in mind, not to mention his history in the Senate, you know, whenever you've got a long history, there's lots of things to look at. There's bills that you voted on. And, of course, then, you know, typical of what's going on in our country today, you have that was then, this is now. And the country has moved, and in some cases pretty dramatically, over this period of time and decades that Biden has made, you know, he's voted on certain things that wouldn't pass muster, but it's going to be looked through the lens, the current lens of the body politic, and Joe's got some splaining to do. And when you've got splaining to do like that, it gets in the way of the vision that you're trying to cast. And can you get enough people to follow your lead? Although, you know, he's got to be encouraged. $6.3 million he raised in the first 24 hours, so he was able to pass the initial test. So we'll keep an eye and see how that continues. You know, it's going to be fun. 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. The first Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Memorial Golf Outing is on Sunday, May the 19th. You can help even if you can't play by sponsoring a memorial sign for a vet. Their name will be transferred to the Wall of Honor on Songs and Stories. Here is your Songs and Stories Tip of the Day. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sign up for a sign so that all of us can remember your veteran. We must remember those who served us. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
All three surviving victims of Saturday's synagogue shootings now out of hospitals in California. The youngest being 8-year-old Noya Dehan.
It was just, I never thought that would happen.
One woman was killed, Noya and two other people injured, when 19-year-old John Ernest allegedly opened fire on about 100 people who were worshiping on the final day of Passover. Police believe Ernest acted alone. They're investigating to see if he's also responsible for a mosque arson last month. President Trump says weak immigration laws and a great economy have led to an increase of immigrants headed to the U.S. In a Sunday interview with Fox News, he said the situation is like Disneyland. He blames Democrats for not voting with Republicans on tougher immigration laws. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary, 21 years or older, ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, this portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at the Crypto Profit. It is the latest paradigm shift that's going to produce the next wealth wave. Are you ready for it? You can find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit banner to see if this works for you and your family. David Almasi joins us now. David is the Vice President of the National Center for Public Policy Research. Previously, he served as National Center's Executive Director and Director of Media. David, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me on, Bill.
I want to talk about AT&T's CEO, Randall Stephenson, was rather dismayed to learn that his company was censoring certain conservative voices from being able to advertise on some of the tech giants' platforms, and said that such a practice needs to stop. David, let me ask you first, do you think that dismay was genuine, or was it just for the media?
Well, a shareholder meeting is unfortunately not something that's carried very well by the media. So if we were in a small venue with him, and it was actually a personal conversation that Justin Danhof, our free enterprise director, had with him, so we're taking him at his word. And AT&T is such a large company that he obviously can't be hands-on with everything. But the problem was, he thought that they weren't censoring under this new, or under their AppNexus acquisition. Mm. And lo and behold, they were, and we were the ones that blew the whistle on it to them. So hopefully that means that one of the first things he did after the meeting was over was make a call and say, hey, can you get to the bottom of this? And hopefully we will open up the AppNexus and hopefully a lot of the other parts of the Internet to conservatives who are now being deplatformed.
Exactly. David, what was the evidence of, said manipulation?
Go back to AppNexus used to be its own company. It was a startup, and after the 2016 election, its CEO, Brian O'Keefe, was so angry.
Brian O'Keefe or O'Kelly?
Results.
O'Kelly?
I'm
Brian.
Sorry. It was O'Keefe.
It is O'Keefe? Okay, maybe I got a typo here. Okay.
I'm sorry.
No.
The CEO of the company, in his anger, went and started deplatforming conservative sites. Now, we know that Breitbart was one of the sites that was deplatformed, and this company makes it easier for advertisements to get placed. So this is a business tool that Breitbart and many other conservative organizations are using to help grow their business, help get themselves out there.
Mm-hmm.
But because of an arbitrary decision by the company's CEO, these conservative voices were silenced. AT&T, when they acquired AppNexus in June of last year, Randall Stephenson thought they had lifted that ban, but they have not. We have made sure that they know about it now, and hopefully that means that in the future, groups like Breitbart, who are the one conservative group we definitely know has been affected, will be able to use these services again.
David, how are we going to get to the bottom of this? I mean, when it comes to social media, whether we're talking about Facebook or Twitter, any of these, AppNexus, the culture is so well established that this isn't going to be cleaned up overnight. Even if the CEO says, no, you cannot do this anymore. I mean, this is going to be an uphill battle for these social media tech giants.
Yeah. And when you've got a lot of situations where this is happening. One of them was like a group called Cloudflare that deplatformed a bunch of white nationalist groups at one point. And the CEO felt happy about doing it. And again, he did this in an arbitrary way, but he realized at the same moment he was doing that, he realized the immense power that he was wielding arbitrarily and how it could be abused. So while he felt satisfied with that decision, he still understands the immense power and the weaponization that can be used for it. Now, in the case of AT&T, in the case of Facebook, in the case of Google and all these other companies, those are public companies. Those are companies that have to answer to people like me who are shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
And so while they're not a public utility, like some people have tried to portray them, they do have a duty to me as a shareholder to tell me why. And so that's why we use events like these shareholder meetings to bring these things up and to show them that they're not doing themselves a favor and they're definitely not doing the public a favor by voicing or by deplatforming views that they simply don't agree with.
Well, David, what you and the Free Enterprise Project are doing, and Justin's been on with us many times to bring to light these shareholder meetings, this strategy to hold them accountable is so important, and if nothing else, at least it brings out the truth, because in some cases, I mean, this is a good win here that the CEO, Randall Stephenson, says, wow, I'm not aware I'm going to do something about it, and starts, rattling some cages, making phone calls, so you're encouraged to think, okay, there could be some remedy here. In some cases, whether it's Starbucks or others that Justin has confronted, where you can see the resistance. I mean, they don't want to hear about it. They're happy to, hold on to their own ground. As you say, they don't like the exposure because they want to protect, their specific interests. But if they're going to be involved in, the public domain, then they have to be responsible.
Yeah, and just this last week, it's almost like there's a trend right now. We went to Johnson & Johnson, and we also went to Bank of America, and we pointed out things to the CEOs that they didn't realize about the organization. When Justin was at Bank of America, they thought, we brought up the fact that the organization has given money to Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm.
And when we brought that up, they said, oh, yeah, well, we give matching grants to employee donations. We're like, no, no, no. you gave money to a New York gala 2 years in a row, you were considered to be a bronze sponsor of a Planned Parenthood event. They didn't know about that. Their high-ranking, their CEO and their high-ranking executives didn't realize that their organization was spending that kind of thousands of dollars, probably, they aren't telling us yet, on Planned Parenthood. And at Johnson & Johnson, I went in after listening to the entire meeting about how the patient comes first and they need to do everything to protect the patient. And that I brought up that they're part of a group that is working with healthcare professionals to essentially set up a private death panel, like was not allowed in Obamacare.
Right.
They didn't realize that that kind of thing was happening. And so hopefully that will make them look twice at their relationship with this group called ICER.
Mm. And this is the thing, you know, speaking of death panels, David, and we've talked about it many times on this show, is that, look, whenever you enter into the realm of socialism, you know, as Margaret Thatcher clearly said, that echoes, you know, through the decades here, is that it's all fine and well till you run out of other people's money. And eventually, with socialism, that's what happens. You run out of other people's money. And, you know, we're having to, you know, we're not to the point in some cases of dealing with death panels, with welfare or even our Social Security, which still galls me that, some government types want to look at it as an entitlement. I go, how do you figure an entitlement, when you've paid into it? I mean, to me, that's a clear delineation and difference between a true entitlement and just because you say it is an entitlement to, and somehow you want to, you know, corral it into that idea, this entitlement. It certainly isn't, especially when we paid into it and you guys have robbed our treasury.
Yeah. I was at the Humana's meeting, taking on the CEO for saying that Medicare for All was potentially a good idea. And he tried to backtrack by saying, oh, well, we see an insurance component in Medicare for All. It's like, well, have you read the Sanders legislation?
Right.
Section 107 says no duplicity. That means you will be a provider, maybe, but you will not be an insurer. And it's that kind of things. That's why it's important for people like us at the Free Enterprise Project and other conservative shareholders that we implore to get out there to make sure these CEOs realize that they're abandoning their free market base in a lot of these situations. And they need to remember that giving grease to the squeaky wheel is not going to help their bottom line.
Without a doubt. David Almasi, Vice President of the National Center for Public Policy Research. I'm Bill Martinez Live. David, thank you as always. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
You got it. Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrencies continue to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLive.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Ron Maniloff has lived through decades of hot, sunny weather. Visits to his dermatologist to remove skin cancers called cutaneous squamous cell carcinoma, or CSCC, were routine.
I've been living with CSCC for the past 30 years. They always showed up as dry patches on my face. I never thought it was anything to worry about until they started to get bigger and spread.
Every year, an estimated 700,000 people are diagnosed with CSCC, the second most common type of skin cancer in the U.S., Although readily treatable when caught early, CSCC can turn deadly in advanced stages, and in the southern half of the U.S., deaths from CSCC may outnumber deaths from melanoma.
I had never seen such rapid, invasive growth in my life. It was terrifying. People need to be proactive in asking their doctor questions and learning about all available treatments.
CSCC is caused by a lifetime of sun exposure, among other factors. Learn more at skincancerquestions.com. This report is brought to you by Regeneron and Sanofi.
Okay, so a watch is good and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
In silence of mountains and the crashing of the sea, there lies a land I once lived in, and she's waiting there for me. But in the gray of the morning, my mind becomes confused between the dead and the sleeping and the road that I must choose.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And John Tamney joins us now. John is the Director of Center for Economic Freedom at FreedomWorks. And we're going to be talking about Steve Moore possibly joining the Fed. John, good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Hey, before we talk about Steve Moore, quarter one GDP, not like anything that the previous administration said it was supposed to be. What happened? Did Donald Trump not get the memo? So it's supposed to be more like 1.8, maybe 2.0. Man, he's dealing with 3.2 numbers.
Yeah, no, it's kind of fun. I love this one in that they in particular, remember they said back in December that the shutdown meant that there was going to be a pretty substantial decline in GDP, and it didn't happen. I would just point out, for our sake, though, that the number can be very misleading. It boomed under Jimmy Carter, but it also boomed under Ronald Reagan, and so we have to be careful. Government spending was one aspect of pushing the GDP up, and then also a decline in imports relative to exports pushed the number up. That's not always a good economic sign. We have a, quote, trade deficit in this country because we are a magnet for global investment, which is a huge driver of growth. To the extent that that pushed the number up, reduced investment, that's something we should watch out for.
Mm-hmm. So with these variables in mind, what is your prospect for the next quarter?
Well, my view is that it's the human default to grow. That's what we do. We want things, and so we produce. so long as the policies remain in favor of economic freedom, you're going to have growth and progress. Now, will there be periods where we slow? Yes. Let's be clear. In any economy, we develop bad habits during growth periods, and so all recessions are a realization of errors. But as long as their focus is on keeping the individuals who comprise the economy free, you don't have to worry about growth, and you don't have to worry. You don't have to follow these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Just accent your policymaking toward reducing the government burden, and there's going to be a lot of growth.
There's nothing like freedom, is there?
No, it's the. Well, let's remember, this is a crucial point. The founders didn't include economic growth in the Constitution, and they didn't need to. They knew that if people were free, and that's what the document was about, freeing people up, that growth was going to be natural. And we've got to remember that. Too often we focus on results instead of making the result about freedom. If you do that, you're always going to have growth.
Well, Newt Gingrich kind of referred to it in another point, but some parallels are consistent here, and that has to do with social engineering, you know, man's own arrogance to think that they can control this.
Oh, my gosh, yes, of course. Let's never forget that an economy is a collection of individuals making infinite decisions every millisecond on a daily basis. The idea that this can be planned, the idea that politicians have some wisdom they can bring to this defies common sense, and this is true whether it's Republicans or Democrats. Free people prosper, always, 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 and if we keep the focus on that, if the administration does, it doesn't have to worry about whether or not it's going to succeed. It will succeed regardless of the numbers, regardless of what media members say. Free people grow, and that shows up in the ballot box, too.
And clearly what we've been able to realize here is under the previous regime, 8 years of an oppressed economy, a manipulated economy, you also had an electorate and a body politic, let's say, and a workforce that was very depressed in many ways.
Yeah, it wasn't as free of an economy. I would point out some good things. Because we had gridlock beginning in 2010, there was a limited ability for the previous administration to do as much as it wanted, thank goodness, and I think that showed up in the stock market. We can't just fully discount what happened or dismiss what happened in those 8 years. The stock market got a lot of growth, and let me be clear, that's not a defense of the previous president as much as it's me saying when Washington is limited in its ability to do anything, as in gridlock, that's a form of freedom, too, and it results in greater animal spirits. Thank goodness I think President Trump has built on this in a big way, and we should cheer him on this. Let's hope he does it with trade, too. Get government out of the way. People will prosper.
Amen. John, how does Barack Obama and his economists claim any kind of credit for the current economy?
Well, they can't, because remember, they were the ones saying this notion of increased economic growth, this notion of lower unemployment, this notion of better economic times just wasn't realistic. That there was something, there was a new normal that basically we'd somehow run out of ideas, that the limits to growth were fixed in. So you can't suddenly then take credit when the economy's growing more. So I think probably technically you could say, yeah, once again, Obama didn't get much done after 2010. Again, gridlock is good. And so you could say some credit is due there, but not because he wanted it that way. Look, if it had been his choice, he would have been much more of an activist president. That would have been bad for the economy. And then again, you can't take credit if you were saying the economy had no potential for greater growth. And that's what they did. That's what they said.
And the other thing, John, when you parallel his policies with what it did to the economy, it seemed more injurious than prosperous.
Yes. And I always said that if Barack Obama had entered the White House and quite literally gone around and made speeches and played golf for 4 years, he would be the most popular president in history. Because let's never forget, a recession, painful as it is a sign of an economy recovering.
Mm-hmm.
When you fight a recession, you fight the correction of errors. You fight the mothballing of bad businesses. You fight the selling off of bad investments that leads to the recovery. And so the mistake was coming in and trying to fix what was fixing itself. I always want to be fair about this. He did inherit a lot of intervention by his predecessor, who, remember, George W. said, the markets aren't working right now, so we need to fix them. No. Markets always work. Markets just are. They're a reflection of reality. And so the interventions, the bailouts, the attempts to fix what was fixing itself by both Bush and Obama were very harmful to the economy. I always say that Bush was Hoover to Obama's Roosevelt, in each instance to the economy's detriment.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's a great point, John. Is that why it took so long to recover?
Oh, I think without question, and let me be clear, I'm a free market guy, but I can't blame Obama for all of this because I do think it was going to be painful, but the mistakes began with the previous administration not abiding the message of the markets. It's funny it's during the growth periods that we make the mistakes that are corrected in recessions. And so to fight the correction of the mistakes, and that's exactly what they did. Oh, the housing market's not doing well, so let's prop it up. Right. The economy's not doing well, so let's engage in stimulus spending. Both presidents do it. When you fight what is fixing the economy, you fight the fix. And so the Great Depression didn't happen. Now, by global standards, the U.S. economy was booming in the 1930s, but the Great Depression was an effect of an intervention in what was healthy. If Hoover doesn't intervene, if Roosevelt doesn't build on Hoover's egregious errors and Roosevelt just doubled them, we never have a Great Depression. The mistake was the intervention. We had the same thing happen this time. And my guess is that history books 40, 50 years from now will talk about this mini depression that we experienced, and wise minds of that time will say, yeah, they intervened in all these different ways. Stimulus spending, tax hikes, bailouts of companies that should have been allowed to fail so they could be acquired by better measures. All the mistakes that governments always make.
Mm-hmm. Regarding the Fed, Herman Cain took his nomination. It says, I think I need to pass. The political heat was intensifying, probably not in his best interest. But Steve Moore, hanging in there. I think Steve is, I loved the nomination when President Trump submitted his name. The argument for Steve, we've got about 60 seconds left here.
The argument for Steve is that he, of course, would be a different voice. Is Steve going to change the Fed? No, he's one of 12 voting. He'd be one of 12 voting members of the Fed. But he would reject the consensus inside the Fed now that says growth causes inflation. I do disagree with Steve, as I've told you. I don't think the Fed can alter reality. I think we insult the genius of the United States when we say that we're somehow reliant on the Fed for growth. We're not. We grow despite the Fed. The Fed is an effect of growth. But I like the idea that the biggest employer of economists in the world is going to have a new voice. And so that's important. The Fed has been taken over by groupthink on the way to irrelevance. I say that's a good thing, but let's have an actual discussion for once.
Well, I hear you. Great input. John Tammany, FreedomWorks Director for the Center for Economic Freedom on Bill Martinez Live. John, as always, pleasure. Great having you on. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Have a great day.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com. Maybe.